you know, as I said, a man was taken to hospital following an explosion at a house in Manor West in Tralee yesterday. Thankfully, injuries not thought to be life-threatening. No other injuries reported. A number of people had to be evacuated from the house. Emergency services attend the scene shortly after 5 p.m. yesterday and secured the area, closing the road and bringing the fire at the house under control. No criminal offence thought to have taken place in relation to this. With me on the line to talk about it, we've got the Deputy Mayor of Tralee, and that is Councillor Angie Bailey Fine Gael. Angie Bailey, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all your listeners.
We can be very thankful that this wasn't much more serious given the sudden, shocking nature of what happened and that there was only one injury.
Absolutely, in the proximity to town and to so many areas which would on a regular basis be quite populated, Gerry. You know, we're very, very lucky. We have to be very grateful as well, I think, to the very quick response by the emergency team. They were there in minutes. And I think often enough, we don't give them credit. And I think they really need to be applauded in all that they did with the circumstances they were faced with yesterday, because it must have been terrifying for them.
It was a very busy time, lots of traffic, lots of people around the area as well.
Absolutely. And I suppose when you're faced with a loud bang like that, I think some reports thought they were fireworks until they heard the smoke. So, you know, the confusion, the I suppose the all of a sudden you might think, what is this? What's happening? So for the response team to be so quick, to be able to be stable, to be able to keep all those around them calm, to make sure everyone got out, it's just really a good news story that everyone was rescued and that there wasn't any injuries or that there wasn't more damage to surrounding buildings. So I think for that, we do need to be grateful.
Yeah, we do indeed. And you stay with me on the line there. We've got David Nelligan for our news team with us as well. David, tell me what happened yesterday. This is shortly after 5 p.m. when this explosion took place.
Yeah, that's correct, Gerry. So the alarm was raised shortly after 5 o'clock with units from the Fire Brigade, Gardaí and ambulances attending the scene. The incident occurred at a detached house on the outskirts of Tralee beside Manor West Hotel. I'm sure many listeners are quite familiar with that region. So no other buildings have been affected following the explosion. So upon arriving to the scene myself, Gardaí had quickly set up diversions and a cordon at the scene. So there was cars in place to stop people basically going and gawking at the house, I suppose, in a better sense of the word. So there was a Garda cordon between the Clashlahan roundabout, which people would be familiar with the statue of the Kerry footballers jumping for the ball, and the roundabout at Kerry County Buildings. So that was the main stretch of road where everything was going on. Upon arrival of myself there, Gardaí were asking to keep a safe distance. A number of units from the fire brigade were battling the blaze at the house while another fire engine arrived around the same time. I spoke to a couple of people who were in the area. Witnesses described they were in neighbouring buildings and they described feeling the shake of the explosion and hearing a huge bang. One person said they thought it was fireworks, but then it was the rattling after that made them think, oh, there's something else going on here. The house obviously was engulfed in flames. I was chatted to men who were working at a nearby premises and they told me they also heard the bang and they looked outside and they saw the house on fire and rushed across to the scene to assist. Now, one man was related to one of the individuals in the building and he assisted the escape. Another man had helped one individual, a man, come out the top floor. It's a two-story building and he came out the window and he assisted him down from the roof of that building. Now, at the scene yesterday evening, there was a very strong smell of smoke, a strong smell of gas in the air. It later dissipated, but the fire brigades were working very hard to, I suppose, battle that. And they were there for a number of hours yesterday evening. This morning, now, Gardaí continue to maintain a presence at the scene. I passed it on my way in, on the way into Radio Kerry today. The scene is preserved. There's a number, two Garda cars and a number of Gardaí at the scene. And a technical examination is expected to be carried out this morning. I presume investigations are ongoing. One man was injured, understood to be seriously injured, but not life-threatening. That was a man in his 40s. The occupants of the house were a man in his 40s, another man, a female, and a 16-year-old. So thankfully, it doesn't sound too serious, but again, obviously very scary situation for them.
Yeah, and the emergency services managed the scene, managed the traffic at a particularly busy time as well, 5 o'clock on a on a Wednesday evening, kind of rush hour, really.
Of course, yeah, and it, and people in the area did seem to understand. Everybody was kind of, when you come up to that roundabout at County Buildings, it's usually a very busy junction at around 5:30 on any given day of Monday to Friday. And Gardaí were explaining, look, there's an ongoing situation here. People were very understanding, but it did lead to quite a big backlog of people who'd usually take that N21 route out past the Manor West Hotel. As I was coming back here after attending the scene, the traffic was all the way back past Austin Stacks Park, and it was going out towards the roundabout, towards the bypass past Lidl. So there was a number of diversions in place, but people obviously were very understanding and respectful of what was going on and assisting the Gardaí.
Okay, all right. Well, David, thanks very much for bringing us through that. Angie Bailey, my thanks to you as well. I know you're under pressure for time, so thanks for talking about us to us on the programme this morning.
Not at all, Gary. Thanks very much.
Okay, and we've got Owen O'Donnell with us on the line, who's Acting Chief Fire Officer with Kerry Fire and Emergency Services. Owen, thanks for talking to me this morning. Your crews had to be in action pretty quickly yesterday evening.
They did. Good morning. Yeah, we got a call yesterday evening about 17:05 for an explosion to a detached house out at Tralee Manor East in Tralee. Two units from Tralee Fire Service attended in conjunction with one unit from Castle Island Fire Service. Great efforts were carried out by all crews that attended. One casualty was removed to hospital by the HSE. We dealt with the scene throughout the evening. We handed the scene then over to An Garda Síochána, which is currently under investigation at the moment. And the incident then was closed at 20:25.
Oh, this was a sudden incident. It was an explosion which led to a fire. So was it? Did that make it easier to get things under control, that it wasn't a slow burning fire that had took hold of the whole house?
Well, at the moment, I wouldn't be in a position to comment either which way, because it's currently under investigation by An Garda Síochána in that respect.
Okay. So how long were your crews there for?
We were there for approximately 3 hours.
Okay, all right. And obviously, one of the concerns, and again, I noticed under investigation, would have been if there was an element of gas here and maybe further explosions. But thankfully, that was able to be made safe. That didn't happen.
Correct, yeah. We were very fortunate that we were able to control any issues on hand and extinguish the fire very quickly.
Yeah, and this was a concern, of course, because it was an issue of, it was right beside a hotel, it's right beside Manor West, lots of people in the area, so very thankful it didn't turn into something much more deadly.
Absolutely, and we'd also like to, at this point, we'd like to extend our gratitude to members of An Garda Síochána for marshalling us through the very heavy traffic on the evening, yesterday evening, because it was quite an arduous task to get to the scene of the incident itself.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all part of it. Okay, Owen, listen, thanks very much. Any idea, Owen? I know technically it's more of an issue for the Gardaí, I suppose, the investigation from here, as to learn exactly what the nature of the cause of all this was.
Correct, yeah. It is more a matter for the An Garda Síochána to ascertain that.
Okay, all right, Owen, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme about that. That's Owen O'Donnell there, Acting Chief Fire Officer with Kerry Fire and Emergency Services, who responded to the scene and got the fire under control yesterday. David Nelligan, who was there for Radio Kerry after the explosion took place and was talking to people what happened. One listener says on the explosion in Tralee, there was a lot of extra people around because there was a blood donor clinic taking place next door at the Manor West Hotel. So you did have a lot of extra people in the area of that explosion. This caller was someone who was actually attending the blood donor clinic when it happened. So yes, we can be very grateful today that more people weren't seriously injured, and thank God for that. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme this morning on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. We want to hear from you on the programme.